This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Jennifer Horn, supremo. Victoria Keevan, supremo. Kara Schillen, supremo. Here we are, the El Supremos, yes. And we've got our nose to the stone, nosing around to see what's going on in the world. A couple of quickies that I when I first saw this, I thought, okay, we'll put this in the television report. And then I thought, nah, I'm not going to talk about it at all. And it's shown up. And somehow or other in my planning, my pre-planning, my focus on what to talk about, that I figure people would be interested in. Remember Polly Perrette from NCIS?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact she left because she said Mark Harmon was a nasty so-and-so, and the what was going on the set was toxic and... So she's now, for whatever the reason, come back to the surface to say, I promise you, I'm never coming back to NCIS.
And I thought when I first... A lot of people were asking her on social media because there are a bunch of guest stars that are signed on to come back to NCIS. So people were asking her if she was going to come back.
Yeah. Why is there... What's the series? Why are they bringing a lot of people back? The series is not older.
Is it ending? No, it's going into the 17th season, but they're bringing back Michael Weatherly for a guest shot. They're bringing back, I can't remember, there's another person they're bringing back for a guest spot. And so people were speculating that she would come back, and that's why she said she would not.
Oh, okay. Got it. I'm not a big follower. You used to think that was what I liked. I loved to watch
NCIS. No, I've never watched an episode in my life. I've never seen NCIS.
Yeah, me neither.
Ever.
I know
but
who
I
she
read
is
the story
just
yesterday.
I recognize her because I've, you know, flipping through the channels, it's always on repeat, it seems. And so I know who she is, but it's weird because she also posted a picture of a crew member who had, his face had been beaten and apparently was in the hospital. She claims that that happened on the set.
It was Mark Harmon's dog that attacked this person. And so...
Gave the guy black eyes?
Yes. And so when he returned, or when, I guess, after this attack, she had gone to the NCIS people and said, we can't have this happen again. And then Mark Harmon allegedly was very, like, nasty and violent with her, saying, my dog didn't do any of this, you're crazy, blah, blah, blah. And so that's why she's afraid of him, because... of all of that unfolded. So that's kind of where it came from, was a dog attack.
Right.
Jeez.
Well, a toxic environment. There's a, speaking of dogs, a fellow named Robert Joseph Quick is worth a moment or two of our time. He died saving a small child from an aggressive dog. 5-year-old daughter was bitten. She survived and is recovering. Mr. Quick defended his daughter, saved her life by his actions, according to the sheriff's office. There apparently was a lot of different things going on here, but the point is that this guy was on the way. He was going to a store to get some milk, and the daughter was with him, and somehow or other the altercation took place. Maybe the story itself isn't that important. What happens when people... When we put ourselves and our life behind other people, you hear stories like this all the time, and it's really kind of an underscore as to how some people think and how they believe that others are more important than they are. And so, anyway, I just, I saw that and I wanted to mention it for a moment. And then get into what Jennifer has, cooking. Don't you like the gentle way we get in to what we're going to talk about? What do you have? I'm always a little bit surprised by what you decide all of you to bring to the table, because we don't rehearse anything. We want to have this seem like a general conversation. So if I was sitting across the table from you this morning, which I am virtually, Jennifer, what would you want to talk to me about?
I'd say, wow, did you hear about that helicopter crash in New York City yesterday? Mm. This made a couple of people pretty nervous, actually, in the city. A helicopter crash landed on the roof of a building in Midtown Manhattan, a 54-story building. It sparked a fire. It killed the pilot, according to authorities. A call about the incident came in just before 2 p.m. New York time at the AXA Equitable Center on 7th Avenue and West 51st. According to officials in New York City, the pilot, identified by a manager at Linden Municipal Airport as Tim McCormick, had just dropped off a passenger at the East 34th Street heliport, and he was trying to make his way back to the chopper's base in Linden, New Jersey, when the crash occurred. The pilot, thankfully, sadly, he lost his life, but was the only person on board, and this could have been far worse. A lot of people in that building said that they were shook quite a bit, that it felt like a small earthquake had hit the building, and of course, when you're in New York City, there's a little bit of post-traumatic stress that comes with all of this, and so there was some fear in the building for those people trying to get out. The officials are not sure how the aircraft actually ended up flying over Midtown or why it was actually flying in poor weather conditions. It was pretty rainy in New York City yesterday. They think maybe the weather conditions could have disoriented the pilot. He had told workers at the East River helipad he thought he had a clearing in the skies where he could make the flight. According to law enforcement, once he was in the air, he got on the radio saying he might need to return, and he ended up on the roof of this building. He was highly trained. He was experienced, and so there's a lot of questions as to what exactly happened.
Is it cloudy?
The police commissioner, James,
zero visibility
that the helicopter
yesterday was
only airborne for about 11 minutes before it crashed.
Yeah.
And it could be seen flying kind of erratically in the sky, making dramatic dips and turns before it vanished into the clouds. The mayor, Bill de Blasio, and the officials said there was no ongoing threat, that this was not, there was no evidence of terrorism or ties to terrorism. But there is flight restrictions usually in place in that area, so it is sort of unusual to see helicopters flying over the city, and certainly, obviously, you don't expect them to crash land on the building. So this helicopter was an A-109E, and air traffic controllers don't handle that flight, so that's why it's taking a little bit longer to figure out exactly what happened here. Thankfully, again, no one on the ground seemed to be hurt, but it did cause intense moments in New York City yesterday.
What does that mean, A-10E?
There's different, there's public airspace and then there's private airspace for helicopters in New York. And so,
and air traffic control doesn't have say over
like
all of them?
It's I was literally in a helicopter at flying around the Statue of Liberty, and the pilot was explaining it, that it's essentially, it's almost like a courtesy call, that they don't, that for private helicopters, that they, when they do the tours and things like that, because there are so many airports, major airports right around that area, that they don't, that helicopters don't share the same airspace. So
oh,
it's a totally different thing. So it's, but yesterday in New York was zero visibility, and if you see any of the, and on top of that, there was rain, not a heavy rain, but enough of like an annoying kind of rain. And if you see any of this footage from yesterday, it's I don't even know why this guy was even in the air. No one seems to know why, because when you look at, they have on the local news, they had a lot of the local, the airport, we've got LaGuardia, JFK, and Newark all within a few miles of each other, and then also Teterboro, but that's another private airstrip. But they have
Westchester
the
has an airport, and
yeah, that's further out
island,
though. But like
ice
right
slip,
in the
slip, whatever it is.
Yeah, but like right within the, with covering Manhattan, Queens, and Brooklyn, is those are the major airports. But they had the actual, there were delays at all airports. There were some, a lot of flights were canceled yesterday from the major airlines. So no one can really figure out why, unless this guy was just the, whoever, whatever executive he was dropping off was insistent on it, we don't know. But it is very, very odd that he was flying yesterday at all, let alone under the within that restricted airspace. He's not supposed to even be there either.
I looking at the pictures, you couldn't even see the top of the building where he landed. It was so foggy.
Hmm. I mean, it is, you know, it's horrible. When you see the crash site, there is just nothing left. It burst into flames. He was probably killed immediately. And there just a little bit of the tail is left. That's all you can even discern.
And nobody was in the plane. Nobody's in the helicopter with him.
No, he had already dropped, I guess, people. Whoever he dropped off, we don't know the full story yet, but he did a drop, and then he was, I guess, heading back to the heliport and
he
didn't
said he had
it.
A clearing. That's what he had told everybody, that he found a clearing, and that's why he was going to go back. But he probably got disoriented.
Wow. It is kind of a miracle, though, that no one else was injured, because
that actually
could
landed
have been
on top
so,
of the building.
Yeah, this could have been so much worse. This could have gone into the side of the building. It could have landed in Times Square. It is kind of a miracle. He really, unfortunately, he lost his life, but he saved a lot of other lives.
But he was not smart to go up in the first place. And lost cost for whatever the reason. You wonder sometimes what drives people to do stuff if they're macho, thinking, okay, I can make it. If I don't know, we're all just speculating, so it's probably silly to waste our time doing that. The fact is that he went up, and the fact is he crashed, and the fact is he's dead. And the fact is that nobody else got hurt, and the fact is that it's very lucky and fortunate for, as Victoria just pointed out, for others who were in the area, because it could have been a lot worse than it was. Bad judgment call on his part, for sure. And so, you know, we all face those judgment calls, don't we? Every day of our lives, we have the ability to make decisions, sometimes of life and death. We don't know it when we make the decisions. That was the story about the guy that I just went to the grocery store to pick up a gallon of milk for his wife, and what happens in the automobile accident, the daughter gets attacked by a dog, and he saved, those sorts of things. Who would have thunk it? And that's why many times people have conversation about accidents when you put your seatbelt on. I'm not much of a believer in government telling me what to do, but I do think that it makes sense to wear a seatbelt, and especially when you figure out that accidents have most of the life-threatening or life-ending accidents happen within 4 or 5 miles of your home. It's not like out on the interstate 500 miles from your house. It's right. Think about it. Who makes local trips, and how often do you make? You make more local trips than you make trips for a vacation or travel, right? And so when you get involved in these things, it's something that we all face, and we don't think about it. It's probably a good thing, because if you think about all the dangers around you, you wouldn't go anywhere. It's a dangerous world that we live in. So that's really of something that takes your breath away when you hear the story and see a little of the video. It's 19 after the hour here on the DJV program for Tuesday, June 11th. We're one-third of the way through the sixth month of 2019, believe it or not. Time for you to take stock of your teeth. This is a familiar rain. A lot of people who hear me regularly hear me talking about this, and that's a good thing, because that means that the people who are making power swabs are getting results for our conversation. Pretty simple story, actually, when you get right down to it. If you got yellow, ugly teeth and you want to clean them up, do it in a healthy way. The number to call is 800-208-1797. That's pretty it. That's the story. You want to lift the stains off of your teeth, your caps, your crowns, your veneers. No sensitivity to the gums whatsoever. The whiter teeth make you look better, make you look younger. You're happier when you look better. Results are what you want. Whiter teeth are what you want. Safety is what you want. And that's what you get all together with Power Swabs. Plus, when you call 800-208-1797, use the DJV code, you get them for half. The tubes come in a packet. Half price, half the retail price. It's a fabulous, and you may only have to do it once in a couple of years. Depends on how much coffee you drink, and how much tea you drink, wine, if you're still smoking. Let's get rid of the white stains. Let's do it the natural way. Let's use Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. That's the number for Power Swabs. Somebody, as they say on television, operators are standing by. Well, they are. Okay. 800-208-1797 for a great smile. The natural way. Heard it from the Dougster. 21 after on the DJV show.
Do you
you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It would seem. Think about a day. Has there been a day in your life that you can remember not hearing some music in some way, shape, or form? Either you played it yourself, you heard it in the car, you were in some place where music was played. I can't even begin to remember a day in my life. Can any of you? Victoria, Jennifer, Kara?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why we feature a lot of music news here on the DJV program. Here's singer-songwriter Colby Calais, who's partnered with three longtime collaborators to form a new country group. The country group's called Gone West. The band, a two-time Grammy winner singer Calais is the lead. Singer-songwriter Jason Reeves, ACM and CMT nominee Nellie Joy, and musician Justin Young, also happens to be Colby's fiance, have released their debut country single, What Could Have Been. And here it is. Let's crank it up. Coming back to What Could Have Been, there's a philosophy. We've all been there, done that, right? Been in relationships that could have been other than what they are or turned out to be. This band, the new band, made their CMA Fest debut this past weekend, as well as performing at the Grand Ole Opry pretty recently. Earlier in the year, Gone West released an EP called Tides, but now signed to a bigger label, the band is preparing a major release next month. It's a song called Confetti. What do we think, ladies?
I think they sound
like,
nice. Yeah.
I think they're trying to move into like a Lady Antebellum little big town space, maybe.
Really?
But it's worked for them, yeah.
Yeah.
Two girls, two guys.
I think it sounds okay. It's not something I'd go out and buy, but I wouldn't turn the radio off if it were playing.
Right.
And I was driving to New York last Friday. I listened to a lot of music, and a lot of stages I turned off pretty fast. It's really pretty bad, some of this stuff. Not my taste, that's all. Obviously, if a station is devoted to certain types of music, there's some success there. They wouldn't base the whole programming on a particular type of music. But I do feel like there's a lot of kind of strange music out there. Up next, musically, Midland. has announced a tour for this year. Ahead of the release of their newest album, Let It Roll, Midland announced a fall tour this year. The Let It Roll 2019 tour will kick off on the 17th of September in New York and go all the way through the end of November, stops across the U.S., and also they're going to Australia as well. Tickets for the tour will go on sale next week, June 14th. Or is that, that's Friday? No, that's Friday. 10 o'clock local time via the band's website, MidlandOfficial.com. MidlandOfficial.com. So, any of the three of you fans of Midland?
I didn't know who they were until I heard this song, but I really dig their sound.
It's a country
group. I
really
like them. Yeah, but it's like kind of like old school country. I really like it.
Yeah. They're coming out with the album, and the lead single, Mr. Lonely, is what we're playing here now. It comes out August 23rd. Midland also appeared on Brooks and Dunn's new album called Reboot. They recut their greatest hits into duets with new artists. That's Brooks and Dunn did. Midland appears on the new version of Boot Scootin' Boogie. That's what this
like
is.
This.
That's
this.
You like this?
Yeah. This is great, yeah.
Boots Scootin' Boogie.
I got a good job. I work hard for my money. When it's
yeah, that sounds like pretty traditional country fair, doesn't it, huh?
Yeah, and this is Brooks, Ronnie Dunn singing.
Yeah. All right, so we think we like it. Sometimes that helps a little, sometimes it doesn't, but we at least know where we're coming from. On the DJV program and platform, it's 28 past the hour.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New Yorkers remain shaken after yesterday's crash of a helicopter onto the roof of a building on 7th Avenue in Midtown Manhattan. The pilot killed. The weather rainy and overcast at the time. President Trump says,
we have a lot of our great folks over there working very closely with New York City, New York State. It's a big tragedy that will be a report a little while as to what happened.
The FAA and NTSB looking also into why the pilot was flying in restricted airspace, as aircraft are not allowed within a one-mile radius of Trump Tower, just a few blocks from the crash site. At least four U.S. embassies around the world had requested to fly the rainbow flag in honor of LGBT Pride Month, but that's rejected by the State Department, Vice President Mike Pence saying he supports the decision as the American flag should be the only one flying at our embassies. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 2.13% fee received is discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The DJ V Show today? Don't worry, you can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
Time to move on. Remove doubts from your mind as to whether or not this happened or that happened. The DJV program at your service and on your side is Jennifer Horn, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Couple of quickies, and then Victoria is going to update us on the status of David Ortiz. I see that California, Jennifer, has seen a surge in the sale of ammunition. What's the new law that's going into effect? People trying to
There's just
going
to be further restrictions on how much you can buy at one time. There's also an ammunition registration. And so before the law goes into effect in July, a lot of stores, gun stores in California are seeing this run on ammunition because people are just gathering it up now before the extra restrictions go into place.
Is that Proposition 63?
I'm not sure of the number.
To keep deadly ammo out of the wrong hands and protect our communities. What is your read on this? This is the governor. You're not a fan of Governor Newsom.
I could throw a bullet at you, and that doesn't mean it's going to do anything to you. So to say that an item is deadly, I don't know that
Without
that's appropriate. Right. You need a firearm, and you need to know how to shoot it and aim it to make it deadly. So I'm a Second Amendment person, so I believe that we should have the right to bear arms. I think that government tyranny, especially if you listen to the far left in this country, is not all that far away, and I think people laugh about it. But that's the reason why I choose to protect myself with a firearm, and I think I should be able to access ammunition if I need to without having to put my name on a list. But that's not the way California works anymore.
Do you have a silencer for your gun?
No, I don't have a silencer. No.
Could you put? You have a small gun, right? Is it a small gun?
I have a 45.
A 45. Can you put silencers on 45s? I'm asking because I don't know.
I don't know. I'm sure you probably could. Yeah. I'm not that far into it where I think that I need a silencer. Mine is for home protection more than anything else.
Do you leave it at home or do you carry it with you?
Oh, no, I leave it at home. In California, they don't, in Los Angeles, in my county, they won't issue a concealed carry permit. If they did, I might, but they don't. So
Is putting in the glove box of your car considered concealed carry?
Yes.
It is. Okay. I don't know. I wouldn't have a gun, at least. Well, no, I just wouldn't have one. Even though I belong to the NRA, I wouldn't have one. So I asked you the question about silencers because the Supreme Court has said no to those who want to have more silencers available. I can see that. I think that's
really
why.
Well, that's not exactly what they said. The Supreme Court just left the federal law in place that requires the registration of some firearms, which includes silencers. So if you have a silencer, you register it, and it turned away the request to consider whether or not those accessories are protected by the Second Amendment. This appeals court said that they had wanted, that the silencer is not a bearable arm that was protected by the Constitution. So it went to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court denied the ask for them to start going piecemeal, deciding what is protected by the Constitution and what isn't. So basically, they turned away the request to try to define whether or not silencers were protected by the Constitution, and they turned it back to the federal law that's in place that said if you buy a silencer, you have to register it.
Got it. All right, David Ortiz, Victoria, what's the status on his being moved to Massachusetts?
Yeah, he was flown through with a medical ambulance, air ambulance. He was sent up to Boston, so now he's at Mass General, and he is recovering there. He already had pretty intense surgery for 6 hours. He was treated for bleeding in his liver. He had portions of his intestines removed. His gallbladder had to be removed as well. And I guess they, as far as his health, they said he was actually stable enough to fly from the Dominican Republic. The Boston Red Sox sent the jet down for him. Then a medical air ambulance picked him up and took him to Mass General. So the Red Sox have really come through and made sure that he got out of, not that anyone would want to be stuck in a Dominican hospital, but I guess the Red Sox wanted to
make sure.
Yeah. The Red Sox wanted to make sure that he was back home, and so that is exactly where he is, and the investigation's ongoing. His assistant has told all of the Spanish media, which has now been translated and picked up by the regular U.S. media, that or English-speaking U.S. media, I should say, and he is convinced that this was a hit job, and that when you look at the video, as we've all been saying off the air, it's very deliberate. This was definitely a hit. Now, were two police officers involved in this? We don't know. The police down in the Dominican say that's just a rumor, that there is nothing substantiated about that.
The police in the Dominican Republic
are
as crooked as the day is long, so.
So that's their official statement that they say no. Now, the rumor that's been picked up is that these two hitmen, one on the motorcycle who got beaten up by the crowd, and then another suspect who fled on foot, the rumor is that they were hired to kill David Ortiz by a drug lord, because apparently the rumor is that he was having an affair with the drug lord's wife. Now, he is also married and has three kids, but that's the latest rumor of why there was a hit issued on David Ortiz. And, you know, interesting, they pulled up a bunch of interviews with him for over the past few years, and he had mentioned several times that he doesn't really always feel that safe going back to the Dominican because he didn't have a whole lot of security, but he doesn't also want to walk around with armed guards. So in this case, he probably should have had some armed guards with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he doesn't normally down there. If he were around here, he'd have a bodyguard for sure, because in Boston, everybody knows him, everybody likes him, but, you know, the crowds kind of get crazy.
Yeah, and but if you watch how this guy just walked up to him and just blam.
Yeah. Not any. Wow. He's
lucky to be alive.
The drug story doesn't
surprise me because of the way that that's not somebody who's like a novice with a gun or like some hack burglar who was going into the facility. You know, it was somebody who was on a mission.
Yeah. All right. Let's celebrate Jacques Cousteau Day, shall we? Today is Cousteau Day. Remember Jacques Cousteau, the underwater explorer, who is noted for his contributions to marine science, contributions to conservation. So we celebrate his life today. This is his birthday. Cousteau was not a trained scientist, became involved in underwater exploration because of his love of underwater diving and the ocean itself. Carol, you find John Denver song about Jacques Cousteau. It was a big hit in the late 70s, I want to say, or early 80s. It was all about, because John Denver was a big fan of his, and so this song, and a lot of people didn't know who Cousteau was before the song came out. He was actually a French naval officer during World War II. He started experimenting with underwater filmmaking, continued undersea investigation, research afterwards. A lot of the conservationists just loved him. He became a symbol of education and corresponding conservation, focusing on how the oceans needed to be protected, sea life needed to be preserved and protected. He spoke all around the world at a very, very thick French accent. I remember talking to him once, very thick accent. An ecologist. He was one of those people that just looked the part as well. When you talked to him and you saw him, you knew there was something about him that was unusual, and he was so dedicated. He did 120 documentaries. I wrote 50 books about one of the books he published, The Silent World, came out back in the 50s, and he won all kinds of awards at Cannes. Academy Award for Best Documentary. The Undersea World of Jacques Cousteau was on television for quite a long time, documentary television program. You can't find the song, I'm guessing, Kara.
I can find it. I was just letting you tell your story.
Oh, well, thank you. That was nice. Good. All right. The things that you show us, the stories you tell. I always get a chill. Anybody remember this song about me?
I've never heard this. This is about Jacques Cousteau.
This is the world. This is John Denver's tribute to Jacques Cousteau. Thank you, Kara.
You're very welcome. Yeah. Are you about to cry?
Yes.
Why?
Here's another song we can't play.
I know, right? It's a little list.
I'm having a little tea. Listen to it for a minute. It tells a great story. Show us the way. Although we are strangers in your silent world, to live on the land we must learn from the sea. As the tide, free as a wind swell, joyful and loving in letting it be. Cycling so the places you've been to, things that you've shown us, the stories you tell. Cycling so I sing to you. The name of his boat was High Calypso. I think that what was going on in my life at the time that it's funny because it sort of brings together, Victoria, all the things that we talk about, that we're passionate about with regard to the environment, with regard to the sea. John Denver told such fabulous stories in his songs. And he did it in a way that the brilliance of the production of the songs just got you more tuned into what the story was. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm yes.
Well, I don't expect you to have.
Jen, you
the
missed
same.
A couple weeks ago. Puff the Magic Dragon had gave him the same reaction. I'm not even joking.
I forgot about that.
we're a little desensitized to this.
He's into
these
those.
Things
He's,
now.
You're into the folk. You're into the folk.
Well, I think I'm into music stories often, and what they mean again. There was something else going on in my life at that time that.
Play some Justin Bieber, quick, Kara.
I know.
Right? Hit the Bieber.
All right, let's go. Excuse me. You guys are, well, sometimes you're sensitive and sometimes you enjoy laughing at
really?
Me. Go ahead.
So, okay. We love you when you're not crying over John Denver and Pine.
Well, it's not John Denver. There's something going on in my life. And plus the story of Jacques Cousteau is a very compelling one. Very, very compelling guy. It's 46 after the hour. It's television time. Sandra Bullock, what do we think of this, is making a show about her own college days. John Legend is involved. And I don't know who Akiva Goldsman is. Do you? Can you fill me in on who that is? I Bullock
totally
and Legend.
Know that name, but I don't know why. But yeah. Continue and I'll figure out why I know that name.
Well, they're all Oscar-winning talents. They put their heads together to develop this musical series based on Sandra Bullock's experience in college. She came from Virginia originally, but she was raised in Europe because her father was in the military. But she returned to attend college at East Carolina University in North Carolina. And the show apparently will take its cue from what was going on in our country at that time. A lot of these older shows, you've heard me talking about the City on the Hill with my friend Jonathan Tucker in it. It's about Boston in the 80s, about the same time, and a gang of thieves that were from Charlestown and what they were all about. And so there's a lot of shows. And these, now that there's so much need for development of property on television, these old stories that never were told now can get told in limited series. Show will explore the various issues of the era, drag culture, mental health and the AIDS drag culture.
Well, it's all the 80s, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
wasn't she a bartender or a dancer in a drag club? I'm pretty sure she was when she was in college.
I think she was a bartender in a drag. Yeah, I think you're right about
so,
that. Yeah.
So Akiva Goldsman is no slouch. He won the Oscar for writing A Beautiful Mind with Russell Crowe. And he's also, wrote I, Robot, The Da Vinci Code, I Am Legend, Angels and Demons. He's written a ton of big
movies.
Yeah,
but what has he done lately, Victoria?
I'm looking, apparently a lot of Star Trek stuff lately.
Really? All right, Jennifer, what's on TV tonight?
Well, if we're talking about drag queens, I guess this is not quite the place to go, but FX has a season premiere of a show called Pose. It's a drama from Ryan Murphy, and it just won a Peabody Award for being as soulful as it is delightful. This season, it's set in New York's pageant-like LGBTQ balls. Pose jumps ahead 2 years to 1990 now, and it's very inspired by Madonna's hit Vogue. The world is starting to take notice of these glamorous divas and ambitious boys. Pose season premiere tonight on FX at 10. TLC has a new season premiere of Outdaughtered, which is Adam Busby. He is trying to start his at-home media marketing business with 3-year-old quintuplet girls running around the office. This is season 4 for Outdaughtered on TLC at 9. Brand new episode of CBS's new show Blood and Treasure. That's at 10 o'clock. The Hunt for the Mummy is on. There's also a Women's World Cup soccer action today on Fox. So you can check that out. It's the U.S. versus Thailand. That's a big story. The 100 is also new on CW tonight at 9 o'clock and a brand new episode of America's Got Talent at 8 on NBC.
10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen to introduce Victoria Keelan, who has a number, a couple of three items here. One about students, lots of students around the country who are struggling. What's the story? This is something I've been talking about actually for a long, long time, because I think this shows how important it is, the net neutrality thing has brought this to the surface, Victoria, in my mind. Tell us the story.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is called the homework gap, and this has been labeled by educators around the country, researchers looking into the fact that nearly 3 million American students around the country face struggles keeping up with their studies and homework because they don't have internet at home. This is something a lot of us take for granted, but in classrooms, access to laptops and the internet is pretty much universal at every school, but at home, the cost of internet service and gaps in the availability in rural areas, as well as in urban areas, those two communities have been hit really badly by this phenomenon called the homework gap. An estimated 17% of U.S. students do not have access to computers at home, and 18% do not have access to broadband internet. So now school districts, local governments have all tried to help out. They've installed wireless internet on the buses, so when kids are on the school bus going to and from school, they can maybe get some homework done. They've also tried to loan out hotspots to fix the problem, but it's kind of a disaster. And students are reporting having to study in parking lots of schools, libraries, and even restaurants where they can use the free Wi-Fi signal. And the consequences for this are really significant. Students without home internet consistently score lower in reading, math, and science than kids who have internet at home. And students without internet at home are more likely to be students of color. They come from lower income families, and they're in households with lower parental education levels. And a third of households with school-age children that do not have internet cite the expense as the main reason. Now, in urban areas, parts of Hartford, Connecticut, were part of this study where kids do not have access to the internet, even though you would think it's a major city, but they just don't, and it's too expensive. And then you go all the way to rural places. Northern Mississippi was actually named in this study. And no matter how much money you have, there is no reliable home internet that's available at all. And some rural families across the country say they spend $170 a month on a satellite dish that gives only a very limited amount of high-speed data, and then it slows down. That's where net neutrality is affecting these people directly. And so they can't upload data, they can't download things, they can't do their homework. It's a really
big deal. No equality. This is very unjust. There's no equality here. You choose where you live. I suppose people could say that as an argument, but you know what?
Well,
everybody ought to be entitled to have this sort of thing available to them. So thanks for the update. Michelin designing the first airless tire. That's an interesting technology focus.
The Geek Out. Wouldn't it be great if one day we didn't have to worry about the flat tire? Michelin and GM are about to start testing a new airless tire, Uptis, unique puncture-proof tire system, which replaces air with a mesh structure of rubber and fiberglass resins to make a super funky-looking tire, but one they claim rides just as comfortably and can perform at highway speeds. The companies will roll out a test fleet of cars with these tires later this year, and by 2024, eventually hope to eliminate the need for jacks, pressure sensors, and those messy cans of Fix-A-Flat. You kind of need to see a pic of the Uptis to really appreciate it, so we've posted a link on Twitter at The Geek Out.
What if new plans were no problem? Introducing the all-new Toyota RAV4 Limited. With cutting-edge technology and revolutionized style, it's ready to handle any what-if in your path.
Visit toyota.com/testmiles for more details, and thanks, Toyota, for your support.
Meanwhile, back in the ranch here, Steven Spielberg, we wouldn't normally talk about in this segment, but what's going on with him to bring him focus here?
He has a cool new project. He's writing a horror series that's meant to be watched on smartphones, but the twist is that you can only watch it when it's dark outside. It's called Spielberg's After Dark. It will play out over 10 to 12 episodes exclusively on Quibi, which is short for Quick Bites. That is a new digital platform that's basically for smartphones for short-form video. And Spielberg wanted to have the show only air at night, and so Quibi's engineering team came up with a way to make sure that it is based on the internal clock of your phone, so that there's no way you can actually watch any of the content until it is dark outside, and then once you watch it, it goes away again for the next whole day, and then you can start watching it the next night. It'll be $4.99 a month or $7.99 a month for an ad-free version.
Isn't that interesting? All right, that's a good story. Thank you for joining.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.